Indian Prime Minister-elect Manmohan Singh vowed today to revive growth and spread the benefits of economic expansion that swept his coalition back to power with a decisive mandate in a general election. Carol Andrade reports.
The Congress Parliamentary Party today unanimously voted Dr. Manmohan Singh as its leader in Parliament. This automatically makes him the Prime Minister for a second term. His name was put forward by Mrs. Sonia Gandhi, the party president, and approved immediately. Just yesterday, the man who headed the Congress-led alliance in its 262-seat victory resigned along with his cabinet to facilitate the formation of a new government. Dr. Singh indicated that his new cabinet, in the process of being formed, would blend experience with energy, obviously a reference to his intention to bring in a youthful element. Now that Dr. Singh has been re-elected, the process of forming the government will gain momentum. The first step is to approach the president to stake a claim to forming the government. She will, of course, appoint him and ask him to prove his majority in the House. Swearing-in takes place on May 22nd, and a confidence vote will take place after that by June 15th. Then the government of Dr. Manmohan Singh should be up and running. Carol Andrade for Vatican Radio in Bombay.
Meanwhile, the Cardinal Archbishop of Ranchi in India, Telesphore Topo, says the success of the election shows the strength of India's democracy.
This is a proof that democracy in India functions. This is the biggest democracy in the world. And in this big election, so much money spent, it has succeeded. And Indian people, a good sense has prevailed. And they vote for whom they want to vote, in spite of everything. And therefore, the outcome of the election, at least for us, the Christians, is very encouraging and satisfactory. And we hope, under the leadership of this government, the minorities and marginalized people will feel more secure. Our India, as a country, will progress.